Just quickly going back to the initial breakthrough where I had a couple of blobs on the canvas and I nominated them as viewers' heads in the same way as previously, in a previous generation where landscape was the genre, Fred Williams would put a blob on a canvas that didn't necessarily look like a tree, but we understand within his work it was coded, this blob equals a tree. And then I did a similar thing. I said, this blob now represents a person. And so when I first started representing the viewer, in that very first case, there were two viewers, and that's quite significant because that immediately gives you two perceptions and conceptions of what is in front of us, if we confer. So for a while I started, as will be seen in the exhibition, I got something like a silhouette of a very crude viewer shape, kind of a flat sort of torso, shape of the head, some legs, and painted the presence of the viewer in that kind of very crude silhouette form for a while. And as much as anything, just enjoyed the painting it in different ways, but not what we would think of in figurative ways, not in a pop way, or not using advertising or anything like that, more like some sort of primitive form. And then in 1977, I think it was, a friend who was at Melbourne University for their newspaper, Farrago, offered me a double page because there was an interview on one side of the double page and they said you could put a drawing or something there. And I just couldn't find anything. And my eyes fixed on a book of collages that I'd done when I was very young. Probably before I was five, I've forgotten the years just at this moment. But on the first page of this book of cutouts and stick downs, there was an image taken. My father was a pharmacist living at Kangaroo Flat near Bendigo, and he had some advertising material that obviously had come home, and my mother, who had been an arts and crafts teacher, had obviously offered to me. And so I'd been sticking things in this scrapbook. Scrapbook's the term, isn't it? And so one of the images was of a night. So this is in the 1950s, probably somewhere around about 1954, 55. I've stuck down this image from my father's pharmacy advertising of very much almost a stereotype. Now a stereotype of a 1950s family from that time. Mother, father, so yes, the classic two and a half children from that time. Mother, father, son, daughter, and a young a child. So I did that for several reasons. One, because it was now not an individual. So I should say that in the advertising, that family was standing in front of a chemist shop window and they were looking at all the items in the chemist shop window in an approving manner. So they were already a formal group set up for the purpose of looking supportively at something. Of course, I understood that better later. And I'm talking about 1978, when I looked at something I'd done 30 years beforehand and thought, or 25, whatever it was, oh, that could work because it's culturally loaded. At the time I did it, punk was just hitting its straps, and I've always thought it was funny that, or curious that this was kind of my, this is what I turned to in punk times to represent this family in this seemed almost as time travellers. They looked so distant, you know, they could have been 19th century travellers as much as 20th century travellers. But I recognised them as being my culture our culture, a white family looking in a pharmacy shop for medicines and other objects of so-called need. So I began to take them from that situation and place them in my drawings and scenarios, and I would put them in front of my almost mathematical or engineering designs of a rectangle, which I've referred to before as a projection space, that's suspended still by strings. Yes, almost a sense of a time travellers, but through time, the act of looking is the act of looking is the act of looking, and each individual and each cultural group makes its own agreements and determinations that roughly this is what I think, roughly this is what we think, this is who we are, this is how we identify ourselves.